We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Mem Ches Mem Beis. We're starting from two dots on Beis, but five lines from the top, but two dots. Mem Ches Mem Beis. Zokta Gemara. Mishnah said, Nafal Labar V'hivish Mem Mem Chayev. You have here a shard that comes into someone's Rishus without Rishus, comes to someone's Chatz without Rishus, and it dirties the water of the bar, the shard is Chayev. Omar Rav Leishonu El Shivish V'shas Nafilo. The only time the Baal HaShar is Chayiv, only if the Shar ruins and dirties the water while it fell in. It means it was full of mud, this behema, and as it went into the water, it ruined the whole water. Aval Achnafila, but if it fell in, and then, for example, it died, and then a Vela made the water dirty. Potter, your potter. My timer, what's the reason? Have a Shar bar, the Shar becomes a bar. Umayim Kalim, Umayim Sida Kalim. Veloimitina bar Shachayiv is Kalim. You don't find that a bar is Chayiv on Kalim. So that can't be 100% true. Why? Because honey chlo shmuel dama called to call a bar. Then you can say it's a bar. El rav dama ad the mafkele, but if your rav holds that until you mafker it, it's not considered a bar. And here you're not mafker yashar. Ma'ikle meima. What are you going to say? El yitmar hachi yitmar. Om rava lo yishanu al shehivish megufay. The only time you are chayiv als mamun amazik, niski mamun, your behemoth is your mamun, is mazik, only because it's mazik from its guf. Its guf is full of mud, and it makes the water dirty. Aval hivish mireichai pata. But if it wasn't something on its guf, but the stench of the nevela made it ruin the water, yipata. My time a groma ba'amu, who is a groma? The groma ba'amu le mechayiv, einat chayiv for groma. And here, it's more than a grammar, really. It's like garmi. It's like directly your fault, but we're not machayev grammar. Zokta Muki Yosef again. He says like this. He says, "Arivza lo yevia b'halachas." The Riv doesn't bring this halacha down. V'niro Zokta Muki Yosef. The time, the reason is b'shava the Rav lo tamei d'omel el shul parakeitza adina garmi potter. Because Rav holds in the second parak that he potter for garmi. V'nain kaim lo commander doing during garmi. That's what the Muki Yosef wants to tie him. But he brings that from the Ra'ah, the cost of a Ra'ah, Hashem Rabbi, it's not true. The Vadli never came to Adam. The holding Garmi is only on Adam Amazit. Av Behema, Divri Akoil Potter. By Behema, it's Pot Lakuyam. So Chayavatar al Hechshaniski Behema, Chesiv Ishbar of Lasharba, who Adin Lashan Azikin. Behema, you only Chayav, Dr. Mukyayas of Shem Ra'ah. A Behema's only Chayav, you only Chayav for your Behema's damages, direct damages. But something that's a Grama, indirect damages, you're not Machayav for that. You're not chayiv indirect damages, like maybe tzoyris is a halakha of Sinai, but you're not chayiv for indirect damages. Here, the damages are coming in the vela and indirectly and made the water smelly. That will not be, you're not chayiv for such a thing. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah that ha'yaviv oibinoi, the father or the son of the Baal Chatzah was sitting in the bar. And the shar fell onto them, killed them. The owner of the shar is chayiv kofer. Pray the Gemara, v'amai hatamu. Here, presumably, you're talking about a tam, because it didn't say anything else. So why chayav kofer? I'm a rab. But more probably other virus. We're talking about a muid that it fell right three times on people in virus askinon, and therefore it's a muid as a chayav kofer. Pray the Gemara, yochi b'akatolu. It should have been killed the first time already. If it jumped onto people in a bar on purpose, so l'chayra yichayav skila. So heck, you have three times. So Rashi explains, we had a Gemara before, different terutzim. One of the terutzim, for example, was because he took away the shar to the agam, he ran away with the shar, they couldn't get skila. Here it's not possible, it's in the bar, you can't get it out of the bar. You can't run away with the shar, you need a whole chaverim, can't get him out of the bar. You need a whole crane to get a shar out of a bar. So it's not running away with the shar. Why, when you pull them out of the bar, get Bezdin waits there, and takes it to Bezdin and kills it. Another terutz there, the Gemara was, because you're not makir the shar. He, of course, he makir the shar. You see the shar; it's in the bar. Another terrorist was zaymei zaymei. He says, "There's no zaymei. Everyone knew about this. It's a famous story." The fellow. So he said, the Mar's kasha is: if it's a muad, it's not possible to reach the status of muad because the first time it fell into someone in a bar, already he gave it skila. Om Rav Yosef, the chaza yiroika v'nafam. The case over here was that it didn't do it on purpose. It saw a vegetable like right on the mouth of the bar. And it went to eat its vegetable, and it tripped and fell into the bar and killed someone. And the halacha is that if you did this three times, you chayiv skila. And, no, not wrong. There three times you chayev kofer, but you're not chayev skill in these cases. Why? Because ain't a mechaven. Since ain't a mechaven, you're not chayev skilla. I can ask me that Rav himself holds that if you're not chayev skill, you're not chayev kofer. Especially when we had Shmuel for the dash of im kofer, it's possible to be chayev kofer even on chayev skilla. But Rav holds only chayev skilla. You only chayev kofer if you chayev skilla. So here, how can you tell me that the cases that I was trying to get a vegetable was not mechav, and therefore it's not chayev skila, and that's why it's possible to become mu'ed, l'chayra, you're not chayev kofer without that. And for Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, but Rashi decided like this, that's only halacha by Karen. By Karen, the halacha is that it's kavaras lahazik, that's what Karen is, so therefore, you only chayev kofer when you chayev skila. Masha'inkin by Shane Varegel, that's Chayev Kofer, there you don't need to have the Chayev Skila. Because every Shane Varegel is not Chayev Skila, and so is Chayev Kofer. Because every Shane Varegel is not Machav Lahazik. So always it's like that. It's always like that. It's never Machav Lahazik. So therefore it's past Chayev Kofer having Chayev Skila, my Shane Varegel. So why do you three times? Teretz is, because this is called Mashunah, to kill someone this way, when you're looking after a vegetable, Rashi says it's Mashunah. So Rashi asks, if it's Mashunah, so then it's not Shane. So if it's Mashunah, which means it's different, so it's Karen. So Rashi says, yeah, the first three times it's Karen, because it's Mashunah. But after three times, since it's okay to do this, and run after vegetables and kill people, it becomes Shane. And that's why it's possible to be Chayev Kofer without being Chayev Skila, because it became Shane now. That's what Rashi says. Rashi is more than them. Mashonu he very do Shane. And for Rashi, kim da yayid le orkehu. So he says, that's the case here. That was Shaloim mechavin, and by the fourth time already, it's a mu'id, and therefore you chayev kofer. But you weren't chayev skila because Shaloim mechavin. Aye, you have to be chayev skila to be chayev kofer. No, here's what's Shane. And Ben Peretz got asked in Rashi, that, what do you mean, why is that called Mashona? Why, I read this kasha, that why is that called Mashona? To eat a vegetable and fall into someone. It's a very normal thing for a shah to like vegetables and fall into a bar. It's not so mashonah. I'll read the lashon of the Bein Peretz, how he asked the kasha. He says, lashon tamer, he says, the tamer who loymar, the choshev mashonah, bezimna kamaisa, masha oysa lahana osa, lecho yarka, or leschachach. He also says, it's a tamer. Bein Peretz is a live show with that on Rashi. But that's Rashi's, long Rashi, that Rashi's mahalach. Tosis has a different mahalach, but we're going to stick with Rashi mahalach for right now. Zog to Gemara. So the first Teretz was, we had a kasha, let's go back to what we're talking about. We had here, a shar fell onto the benoy, yoyoviv in the bar, yichayev kofer. The question was, why yichayev kofer ayyatam? Teretz says, no, yamud. If yamud, why didn't you get skila? Teretz says, it was shloim mechavim, definitely not chayev skila. And we spoke out, it's possible yichayev kofer, even shloim mechavim, because it's shame. That's Teretz number one. Shmuel Amar, a different teretz. We're talking about a tam. The question was, a tam is not chayev kofer. Hamani Rav Zeglili, don't want a tam is not chayev kofer. I'm going to Rav Zeglili holds a tam is chayev chatzi kofer. Now, just like a tam is chayev chatzi nezek, but when he kills someone, it's chayev chatzi kofer. A third teretz, ulama. Rav Zeglili, it's Rav Zeglili who holds that a tam is chayev kofer. And according to Rav Tarfon, the holds that in chatzi nezek, chayev nezek shalom. Rav Zeglili, the Amar, Rav Tarfon. You pay kofer shalom also, just like you pay nezek shalom mechatz nezek. You also pay kofer shalom. So you have three pshatim. Either it did shalom mechavin, that's why it didn't get skila because it was chazi yoreik. It was three times, but it wasn't chayiv skila. Shmuel says it's only one time, and it's a tam, and chayiv means chayiv chatzi nezek, chatzi kofer. Or going with the Rav Tarfon holds. The fear basically that Yechayiv Nezek Shalom because it's Chatzah Nezek. So I'm talking about Bishlam. Why did it say that the father or son got killed? We want to bring out the point that was in Chatzah Nezek. That was in Chatzah Nezek, that's where the story happened. El Shmuel, that's talking about Stamatam. So what's my ear of Avivibinoi? I feel Echonami. Anyone in there is a problem. Nothing to do with Chatzah Nezek. That's if you're Birb Steachar. Even if someone else landed up in your bar, it's even though it's not his field, but still, no, it didn't stay achar by Karen. So what do you have to say? And the mafarshim speak out. And this kash is also this good also for the first pshat. It's good why it's chatan nizik. Why? We're talking about Shane for Rashi. So Shane has to be chatan nizik. So it's good for the pshat also. It's only shver lefi the middle pshat. That's on regular time. Why do you have to talk about chatzan nizik? Why does it have to say aviv v'menoy? So the more urchel mosen nokat. Stam. That's like the regular case. Therefore, urchel mosen nokat. That's why it said a case of aviv v'yimer. Aviv v'menoy. So the more avite says at the end of the mishnah machlokes. It says that your border in Rishos, so we spoke it a bunch of times, Rabban hold that if I say you let her bring, if the Baal Boss says you could bring the shar in, the Baal Boss is taking responsibility for damages of that shar. We had to say, Shiloh, what type of damages? Please, Kabbal damages. Rebbe says, no. Only Kabbal, this is in the Mishnah, Rebbe says, Rebbe Yomer, Bekulan Eini Chayiv Acha Kibo Allah Lishon. So he's Kabbal to be Shomer, he is not Chayiv. Zogtumar Itmar. Rav Amahilchas a good Tanakama. Rav says a passage like the Rabbanon that automatically give you a shush, so you have to watch it. But Shmuel Amar, Luchas a good Rabbi, the Luchas like a Rabbi who says that you have to speak out that you're going to watch it. Tan Rabbanon, learn the Rabbisa like this. Knois Sharcha Vishamru. If I tell you, the Babas tells the guy who's bringing in the shush, says you can bring him in, but you got to watch him. The loch is hizik chayiv. If it's mazik, then the balachar is chayiv. Who's that potter? And if it gets damaged, the balachatz is potter. Why? Because I told you, you watch it. What happens if you say, k'nois sharcha v'nish merenu? Say, bring the shar and I'll watch it. Then who's that chayiv? If it gets damaged, the balachatz is chayiv. Hizik potter. And if it damages, the balachar is potter. So we have two parts of the price. The first price says that the first part of the price says the halacha is if I tell you to watch it, then the halacha is you are responsible. If I want to watch it, I'm responsible. I'm the Baal Boss. So where says Agufa Kasha? Amrit, you said Knois Sharcho Vishamru Hizikai Huzak Potter. He said in the Reisha that if you tell the Baal Shar to watch his Shar, so then he's responsible. Because you told him to watch it, that's why he's responsible and you're potter. But if you didn't say anything, you said come in, you're chayv. Because stam, you're makabel to watch. This is like the Rabbanon. Because only when I tell you the Baal Shar, you have to watch it, then you have to watch it. But not, when I say come in, I come in for a show, then I'm watching it. So that's the stam. That sounds like a Rabbanon. Amen. Knois sharcha v'nish merenu. You say, bring your shar, I'll watch it. Huzak chayiv. If you get damage, chayiv. Hizik part. The time double levenish merenu. Only because the Baal bust, the Baal chatzah says, I'm gonna watch it. Udumachay Baal chatzah. That's Baal chatzah chayiv. Upat the Baal shar. Hostama. But if it's stam, without saying nish merenu, chayiv Baal shar. Upat the Baal chatzah. The Baal shar is chayiv. And the Baal chatzah is part. The bestam loy mekabel on terusa. So that's also the Rebbe. You don't match a kibbel on terusa. Baal bayis lishmar until he's mekabel. So Reisha Rabbanim, Sefer Rebbe. So you see clearly, it's a kasha. Reisha is mashma that the only time the Baal HaShar has to watch, only if you tell him to. If not, the stomach is that it's on the responsibility of the Baal HaBas, of the Baal HaChaz. The Sefer is mashma dafka if he says Aniyash Renu. So Reisha Rabbanim, Sefer Rebbe. Omar Rabbi Lozo, yes. Tavra, Mishon Azu, Loi Shon Azu. Taka, it's a Shvera Braisa. Tavra means like it's broken, it's a Shvera Braisa. The ratio is one mandiyama, the same is another mandiyama. Taka is a Rava ma no. Kula rabbani. It's all the rabbana. And I did the nas, really all the rabbana, which means that automatically the shmira is on the balachatza. Why does the sefer say that vanir shmirenu? Kula rabbani. I did the nas of ratio shamru. Since by the ratio, the only time the balashar is chayiv, only if you speak it out. So tana sefer vanir shmirenu, also sefer seven shmirenu. Really, you don't need it in the sefer. That's pshat number one. Rava's pshat. Rapapa ma the opposite. Kula Rebbe. It's all going to Rebbe, which means the stum is they don't have to watch it. They don't have to watch it. The Baal Bas does not have to watch it. So the sefer is good. Only have to watch the sefer shmeno. What's pshat on the reisha? The reisha says that if I tell you to watch it, then you have to watch it. It's mashma, if not, then I have to watch it. The Baal Bas has to watch it. What's pshat? Oh, look, Rabbi. So look, Rabbi Tarfin, the Omar, Kerem, Bechotza, Nizik, Nezik, Shalom, Shalom. He also got Tarfin, Bechotza, Nizik, the Kerem, Bechotza, Nizik, Nezik, Shalom. Look, Omar, Shamru, if I tell you to watch it, L'imakil, Mokim, Bechotza, what I'm telling you is that you don't have, you don't own a piece of my Chotza. The Havalei, Kerem, Bechotza, Nizik, the Kerem, Bechotza, Nizik, Shalom, Shalom. And when it says that Yechayiv, Benizik, it means Yechayiv, Nezik, Shalom. L'Omar, Shamaru, and you just gave the guy Rishus to come in, What you mean is a knuya aknele mokem mechotze. I mean maknu you a mokem in my chotze. But I'm not taking responsibility, but I'm giving you mokem mechotze. V'hav lechotze ashutvim. V'kerem chotze ashutvim nimshal mechotze nezek. So when the diak is that here it's chayiv, but everywhere else maybe it would sound like it's potter, it means not potter. It means you don't pay nezek shalom, pay chayiv chatzin nezek. We had the idea yesterday also that potter can mean that. Here's not much potter. Here's saying, if you tell the Baal Shor to watch it, then he's chayiv. What's chayiv mean? Chayiv nezek shalom. Because if you tell him to watch it, what you're telling him is, I let you come here, but it's not your rishos. You have to watch it. Masha'inkin, if I don't tell you anything, I don't have to watch it, but I am giving you a shush to be here with a shutvis. And then, if your shor damages, it's only chatzin nezek and not nezek shalom because it's not considered someone else, a beer, v'steachar, because here, it's not considered v'steachar because here you have a kinyan in my chatzin and you have a shutvis, and therefore you'll be only chayiv chatzin nezek.